Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Dodd with you for the Catholic Teacher Podcast. Hope you're doing okay wherever you're hearing this in the world, from New York to London, Canada, here in Australia, my friends in New Zealand, you'll get the joke. Everybody else listening, wherever you are in the world, God bless you. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, going live into the homes of Catholic educators all over the world, because God bless you, pretty much at this stage, many of you are at home. I know some of you are still in schools, but there's no students there. Wow, uncharted territory, huh? How do you bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to young people if they're not in the classroom? Well, the good news is that you can, and the good news is that you're going to. And the good news is that God has placed you exactly where He wanted you to be at this particular moment in history. You see, if He isn't in control, then someone else is, and I don't want to know who that is. Hopefully it's not us, definitely not me. So He's in control. And in the great moments of history, it's very hard to trust sometimes, but He is there. He is present and He's with us. And, you know, I keep saying to people in my other podcast, I say, you know, you got to choose hope. You got to choose it. Hope's a decision. You know, you look at Abraham, it was a trust decision. He's living there in Ur, and God says, I'm going to send you somewhere. I'm going to send you onto a Zoom call with 30 students once a day. And Abraham's like, that's impossible. I can't do that. You get the joke. Right? Abraham was like sent into uncharted territory, and his choice was trust, and his choice was hope. You know, God is the ultimate respecter of persons, isn't He? You know, God, He just gives us these situations in life and gives us the freedom to respond. I just shared a beautiful quote on my other podcast. Hopefully it's still here. It is. So I know some of you are on both my lists, so you've heard this one, but this is a quote from Nelson Mandela, which is quite good. He says, I'm fundamentally an optimist. Whether that comes from nature or nurture, I cannot say. Part of being optimistic is keeping one's head pointed toward the sun, one's feet moving forward. There were many dark moments when my faith in humanity was sorely tested, but I would not and could not give myself up to despair. That way lays defeat and death. I love those images that he gives us there about, you know, feet towards the sun, or head towards the sun, feet moving forward. This idea that really it's a choice. So I want to give us that idea. We're going to pray for grace, right? Because especially as Christians, it's not just a case of the extension and deployment of our will. Our reason and our intellect will show us the importance of hope and not giving in to despair. How do we do it? Well, you know, St. Augustine beautifully said that, you know, grace builds on nature. So we take that first step, and then grace fills that space. So we ask the Holy Spirit, huh? So really, I hope you're praying a lot. I really mean that, not to be overly pious, but because in these seasons, we press into prayer. So for me, that's daily prayer here in the morning, rosary, if I can get it in. Some scripture study, and just constantly trying to be in the presence of Jesus all day. Now listen, here's today's message for Catholic educators. It's a beautiful quote from Carol Houselander. Some of you would know who she is. I just came across her a few years ago, and I just think she's really quite wonderful. So I'm sharing this quote with you today. If you're worried about stuff and you're like, you know, what is the point? Am I making a difference? How am I going to help kids? Remotely, distance learning, how am I going to be useful? Listen to these words. Sometimes it may seem to us that there is no purpose in our lives, that going day after day for years to this office or that school or factory is nothing else but waste and weariness. But it may be that God has sent us there because, but for us, Christ would not be there. If our being there means that Christ is there, that alone makes it worthwhile. That's good, huh? What's she saying? That she says what the Catholic teacher does, or the Christian does, is they bring the person of Jesus into every encounter. How? So imagine, like, my son here goes to Maris College here in Canberra in the junior school. Big shout out to all the Maris families. Wonderful school. He's got a great teacher there. And they're doing, you know, they're doing online calls every day. So 9:30 each day, they all dial in. So God bless this amazing woman, Miss Thompson. You've got, like, you know, 20, 30 boys there, and they're like 10 years of age, and you're trying to manage them. You're doing an amazing job. But to be the person of Jesus in that call, you know, a little prayer with the boys, checking in with them, how they're going. So you're the same. Wherever you're putting stuff out there, you can put content on an online learning system, but you could also put in a saint's quote. or you could just pray with students. If you're doing an online call, just say, hey, before we start, I want to pray with you all. I want to pray for your families. I want to pray for our leaders. I want to pray for doctors, nurses. Okay, so you can do that. See, that is the amazing thing about being a Catholic teacher. You can bring the person of Jesus into every single educational encounter. And you get it? He's got you there. He's positioned you exactly where he needs you to be. So friends, that's all I want to say. Know that you're bringing the person of Jesus in a different way now, a different context. But it doesn't mean you're bringing a different Jesus. You're bringing the same one. So go deep with him and let the Holy Spirit guide you and use you to be a blessing. Kids need, gosh, the anxiety of kids right now. The kids need solidity. They need certainty. They need, you know, routine. So keep bringing that to them in whatever format you're teaching at the moment, okay? Yes, the venue may have changed for a little while, but they still need to hear from you. What if it's just an email once a day? I don't know if you, I mean, my daughter, she's at a Catholic girls' school and you know, there's a lot of email. What if you just send out an email once a day with some prayer points and a couple of quotes and a couple of suggestions of how they can serve their own family? That's bringing the person of Jesus. All right, last thing. I'm really excited. My new book launched yesterday. I need you to go and buy a copy. I kept the price really low because I know that everybody's uncertain at the moment. So it's not a $10,000 book. It's a really cheap book, except for the content. Content ain't cheap. Content is rich. The book is called Finishing Strong. I want you to go buy a copy. I want you to go, as soon as you've finished listening to this, go to jonathandoyle.co/books, or just hit the books tab. Just go to jonathandoyle.co.co and hit books. It's called Finishing Strong, and it's for students, and I want you to get a copy and read it, because I want you to just read it and see it and take any quotes about out of it, send quotes to the kids. But then when the dust settles, you're going to be able to buy bulk sets really cheap, okay? So I want you to get a copy. I want you to read it. You might have kids of your own who need to read it. You might have, you know, even kids in college or university who will still benefit from this. So as an educator, I need you to read this book. I'm really excited about it. It's like two decades of everything that I've taught young people distilled into one book. And you just read it, and then you can just teach these principles yourself, okay? Maybe just each day as you're doing distance learning, you take one chapter, you get a couple of ideas, and you teach it to them, whatever works. But do this for me. Go get the book, jonathandoyle.co, hit the books tab, okay? And then share it with people. I need your help to get this book out there, because the reason is I thought when it was published, like when it came back from the printer, I was like, wow, great timing, Jonathan. We've now got a global recession and you're trying to sell this book. But I realized that so many of our kids are going to now miss a month, 2 months, 3 months of school. So when they come back, they're going to need help to really hit the ground running. That's why the book's called Finishing Strong. So I know that there's kids that are going to read this at the moment, and it's going to be a big blessing to them. So please do that. All right, last things. If you're not on my daily list, please email me today, daily@beingcatholic.com.au. Email me, and then I'll get you on that daily list. Twitter, come and say hi, beingcatholic1. Instagram, jonathandoyle47. Come and say hi, jonathandoyle47. And finally, Facebook, you'll find me at Jonathan Doyle Speaks. Jonathan Doyle Speaks. All right, God bless you, friends. Praying for you. The best is ahead. It's not behind. Go grab yourself a copy of the new book, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.